Wall Street profits are up, loans to Main Street are not.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, J.P. Morgan reports a jump in profits, but weak lending to consumers. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up right now. The Dow up 45 points at 12,536. The NASDAQ about 0.2% higher. The S&P 500 about 0.4% higher. The Italian Senate has just approved a package of budget cuts worth $57 billion over 4 years. Italy fast-tracked that plan this week to calm investors' concerns about Italian debt, which amounts to 120% of the country's GDP. Now to the news from the banking sector here in the United States this morning. J.P. Morgan Chase reported a 13% rise in profit last quarter thanks to the fees coming in from corporate deals, at least in part. For more, let's bring in Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. She is with us live from Chicago, as she is every Thursday. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Diane, is this going to be another quarter where banks make their profits but don't really lend much more money to consumers?
I'm afraid that's the most likely scenario. Banks can make more money lending to corporate clients. And on the other side of it, consumer loans are getting harder for them to make money on and give. We've got a lot of regulations coming out down the pike. It's going to make it even harder for consumers to get mortgages that have nothing to do with the banks, even in their attempt to deal with the credit situation.
Diane, let me ask you also about the debt ceiling debate that's going on in Washington. There was this warning from Moody's yesterday, the rating agency, about potentially downgrading the U.S. credit rating if there is no debt limit increase. What do you think is going to happen here?
We're now getting the clock is ticking. We're now getting to the point where it doesn't look like we're going to get any kind of agreement to move forward, but we will have to get an increase in the debt ceiling. That just has to occur. If it doesn't, the costs are going to be enormous to the U.S. economy, and we just can't afford that. My fear is that we'll get an increase in the debt ceiling with no movement forward or agreement on how to deal with our own fiscal situation here in the United States. I just hope they can regroup after they do that and figure out how to choose our future rather than let foreigners choose it for us.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, if there are budget cuts in Washington, either in the coming months or much further down the road, do you think you would feel them? Let's bring in Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell for that story. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Chris, how dependent are Americans en masse when it comes to government support?
Well, Jeremy, the era of big government, it isn't over. I mean, about 20% of our income last year came from government benefits. That's up from 14% before the recession hit. So that's things like jobless benefits, food stamps, children's health insurance, Medicaid, housing assistance. So a lot of Americans are very dependent on this government spending.
And what about people like you and me who have jobs? We are not getting jobless benefits. And frankly, when I look over the course of the things that I do in my life, I don't really see a whole lot of government support. But am I wrong about that?
Well, maybe you need a new pair of glasses, or maybe you should look a little more closely because, you know, things that I mentioned like jobless benefits, let's call that the visible state. I mean, you see the government action, but there's also this thing, it's a wonderful term from a Cornell University scholar, Suzanne Mettler, called the submerged state. And there's all this social spending that's encouraged through the tax code. Just pick the two biggest, the exclusion from taxes of what the employer contributes to your medical insurance. And the other big one is, of course, the mortgage interest deduction. So there's a lot of good social spending that's encouraged through the tax code, but it affects all of us.
Well, if the government is about to make big cuts, whether it be in the next couple of months or down the road a bit further, do you think that most Americans will feel that?
Jeremy, here's the fact of the matter. This is the takeaway point. There is no painless way to reduce the deficit and the debt. It will affect everybody. It will affect them in terms of their housing, in terms of their medical care, in terms of their jobless benefits.
Marketplace Economics correspondent Chris Farrell, thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation.com, helping small business owners, professionals, and executives monitor, protect, and improve their online reputations. Reputation.com. By LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 1-800-555-8733. and by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
Today, officials from the University of California are expected to approve a 10% tuition increase. That's in addition to an 8% fee hike already scheduled to take effect this coming fall. That's sure to hit students and parents hard, but as Marketplace's David Gurra reports, public universities don't have a lot of options.
At state schools, tuition usually goes up when governments are short on cash. Amanda Griffith teaches economics at Wake Forest University.
Public funding for higher education has been decreasing, and if you're going to keep your expenditures the same, you're going to need to bring in that money in some other way.
California currently spends $3 billion per year on the schools in the University of California system. Ronald Ehrenberg heads the Cornell Higher Education Research Institute. He says that when tuition goes up at public institutions, the amount of money those schools spend per student usually doesn't. But Ehrenberg says this story may be more about state budgets than higher education.
10% tuition increase in percentage terms is very, very large. In dollar terms, it has a smaller impact than, say, a 4 or 5% tuition increase would have at an expensive private institution.
After today's vote, tuition at UC schools for in-state students could be about $12,000 a year. I'm David Gurra for Marketplace.
And finally, to Texas, where residents have just discovered that a New York City restaurant has named a sandwich for them. It's called Deep in the Heart Attack of Texas. It's chicken fried steak covered with gravy and macaroni and cheese, smashed in between two buttery pieces of Texas toast. Sounds pretty good, huh? Well, not to all Texans, including one reader of the Houston Press. He says the sandwich is far too small to be associated with Texas, but he says they do love their dinky portions up there.
Texas. Yeah.
In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace
Shoot
Morning Report.
Sheriff, I think she's riding a Shetland.
And this is APM, American Public Media.
Note to U.S. companies that want to crack the China market. Here's a profile of your target customer from one of the most successful companies in that country.
You know, a lot of these are migrants. They'll move from these cities, striking it big. They've got their college education, and it's kind of empowering. And so we're trying to capture that in terms of how we are positioning Chevrolet.
I'm Kai Rizdal, Business 101, How to Get China Right. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.